that you wanted to see me. This is the first time that's ever happened. I got you a card.
I need your help.
That is so wonderful. Oh, I should have got a second card.
Monday morning, I have a job interview with Dolly Majors.
Dolly Majors? The real estate agent whose face is on every bus bench in town? Oh, Reba, she is bigger than that lawyer, Mr. Accidente.
I know, and since you're my only real estate client, I need a letter of recommendation.
Oh, I'd love to. Oh, I already have three poems about you that I could use. Reba's hair is red. Violets are blue. If Brock ever left me, I'd marry you.
Actually, I took the liberty and typed something up. Okay. All you need to do is sign it.
Okay.
And you can leave off the smiley unicorn if you don't mind.
Heads up! I'm on it. Go long.
Stop. Jake, get in here.
Yeah, but first, go long.
Give that to me. Jake. How many times do I have to tell you not to throw things in the house? Now get outside and play.
But the sun, it burns.
Yes.
This letter is so cold and impersonal. It sounds like we hardly even know each other.
I know.
You know, this doesn't fully represent what is in my heart, so if you don't mind, I'm gonna give it the Barbara Jean touch.
Had to call her. Had to invite her over. You got rocks in your head, Reba. That's what you got. I'm serious, Barbara Jean. This interview is huge. And I only have 2 days to get ready for it.
Hi, I'm Dolly Majors.
But I thought the interview was Monday.
Rule one of real estate, expect the unexpected. I like to schedule an interview one day and then just pop in on another.
I tell Miss Reba you're here.
Hey! My roots are planted in the past. Though my life is changing fast, who I am is who I want to be. A single mom who works too hard, who loves her kids and never stops, with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter. I'm a survivor.
It is okay that I popped in, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's fine. It's just that I'm not dressed and the house is a mess. Couldn't we schedule a time for you to pop in?
Well, then I wouldn't get to see who you are under pressure. And so far, you're as jumpy as a flea on a hot breeze.
No, I'm fine. Come in. Sit down. I'm sorry the house is so messy. I have kids.
Reba!
She's not one of them.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
If you don't leave now, this will be the moment you'll regret for the rest of your life.
Hi. I'm Barbara Jean.
Dolly Majors.
Oh, my gosh. It's like looking in a tiny mirror.
Yeah. Dolly popped in just as you were popping out. Bye-bye now.
Reba, are you kidding? This is perfect. Why write a letter when I can give Dolly my recommendation in person?
Because you're less crazy on paper than you are in person.
Now, Dolly, Reba sold a condo for us, and I just have to tell you, she is the best real estate agent in the world.
Well, that is good to know.
She's not through talking.
Now, Brock and I wanted to help her out after she lost her job. She didn't actually lose it. She got fired. She called her boss a monkey's butt. She's kind of got a little problem with her temper.
See, I bet you dollars to donuts this would not have come up in my office on Monday.
Diane, quit nagging me about not working. I just got paid $25. That means selling my blood counts as a job.
And who is this ambitious young man?
I'm Van, and I'm a little dizzy.
Oh, my gosh.
gosh, it's Dolly Majors. This is so weird. Mom has an interview with you on Monday.
It's been rescheduled to right now.
Oh, okay, well, we'll get out of your hair.
Thank you.
Yeah, we don't want to blow this for you, because let's face it, it's a long shot anyway.
You know, we are just so appreciative that you've given her this interview. I mean, who else would give a woman her age with no experience a chance?
Knock him dead, Mrs.
Yeah,
H.
Yeah, good luck. Oh, sorry about that, doll.
What's that?
That's her daughter, Kira. Yeah, she's fallen prey to the rock and roll lifestyle.
Man, tell Kira to knock it off.
Kira, turn down that devil music!
Sorry about that, Dolly. Well, you wanted to pop in and see the real me, so this is it. It's also the reason if you hire me, I'll never go home.
Rule two of real estate, be yourself. Heck, I have an Uncle Floyd that can spit his glass eye in the air and catch it on the second bounce. Oh.
Well, Dolly, she should be herself because she is great. She's Reba. She's unbelievable. You know, I only wish she'd been a real estate agent when I bought my house down the street.
Wait. You did not buy that old colonial house with the bad... never mind.
The bad what? Is there something wrong with my house? Oh, my God. Is it the roof? Is it the plumbing? Oh, toxic mold. Oh, my gosh. I've seen that movie. That stuff can come to life. Maybe I should sell my house.
Call me.
Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you so much. Oh, it's still warm.
If she moves, I'll work for you for free.
Rule three of real estate, always look for the sale.
Well, I just happen to be very good at that. I'm a natural born salesperson.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I've been here 5 minutes and so far you haven't tried to sell me anything.
I'd sell you my kids, but nothing. I'd sell you my kids.
Sell me your house.
But I kind of used the house to live in.
Oh, I know that. It's a test. You want to sell, start selling. My record to make a sale is 30 seconds. Go.
You're kidding, right?
Time's a-wasting. The little diamonds catching up to the big diamonds.
Okay. I'm not going to sell you this house.
No?
No. Anybody can sell you a house. What I'm selling is, a place to raise your children. A place where memories are made. A place to grow, to love, to live. No, ma'am, I don't sell houses. My name is Reba Hart, and I sell homes. And if I had a card, I'd pull one out of my breast and give it to you.
Rule four, get to their hearts, not their brains. You got the job.
Oh.
And you are going to be the prettiest woman in the office.
Oh, second to you.
Hey, we're not comparing apples and melons here.
But I got the job. I got the job right here in my living room in my sweatpants. You know what? We should celebrate. I've been chilling a bottle of champagne just in case something good happens. It's a few years old, but it's still bubbly.
Ain't we all?
Yeah.
Hey, Mom. I was outside playing with sticks like some kind of cave boy. When I saw this on the porch with my name on it.
That's from me. I heard Reba had a boy my grandson's age, so I brought you something.
That is so nice of you, but you shouldn't have.
A weapon! Cool!
Oh, boy. A baby gun for a 10-year-old boy. You really shouldn't have.
I learned to shoot when I was 5. How do you think my Uncle Floyd got that glass eye? I'm just kidding. Kids are so overprotected these days, don't you think?
Can I keep it, Mom? I want to shoot a can off Fan's head.
Well, I don't know.
Please?
Reba. One of my greatest joys is giving presents. You are not going to deny your new boss joy, are you?
No, of course not. What I was going to say is I don't know any better way of celebrating than with a glass of champagne and gunfire. Honey, I'm going to keep the BBs, and you take your gun upstairs and memorize all the instructions in English and in Spanish. Dolly, make yourself at home. My house is your house. Just don't sell it, okay?
Mom, Van just came into the garage and told my band to shut up.
Yeah, write a song about it.
Here, honey, I just needed you to stop playing long enough for me to get this job, which I got.
Way to go, Mom!
How'd you do it? Was it pity? It was pity, wasn't it? You are so lucky people pity you.
Hey, guys, go out and keep Dolly company while I get the champagne.
Okay.
Mom, seriously, my band has a gig tonight, and you said we could practice here.
Oh, honey, yeah, I did. But in my defense, I'd had wine with dinner. Can't you practice over at your dad's?
Not since Barbara Jean learned the words to our songs. And bought a tambourine.
Well, look, you don't need to practice your music. Just work on your attitude. You know, how you hate authority. Well, I gotta tell you, Dolly, getting this job is a dream come true.
Oh, we're excited, too.
Look at me. I'm shaking.
No. Who's ready to celebrate?
We are.
We're buying a house.
You sold Van and Cheyenne a house?
Yeah.
It's another major sell by Dolly. That's her slogan. You wouldn't believe where she keeps these things.
Dolly, how did this happen?
I don't know. Somehow the subject of real estate came up.
Yeah, and then she remembered this house that was perfect for a young couple. Then I said, we're a young couple. And the next thing you know, we're a young couple of homeowners.
But you hadn't even seen it yet.
Oh, we don't need to see it, Mom. The way Dolly described it, it was like we were there.
I just love the entryway.
Oh, me too.
Well, have you given any thought to how you're going to pay for it?
Of course. We're not clueless.
Whatever's left of my football settlement will go to the down payment.
Okay, what about the mortgage and insurance?
Mrs. H! Red gold!
Yeah, but still, a new house is very expensive.
Reba, it's not a house, it's a home. It's a place to grow, to love, to live. And putting young couples in a home of their own is another one of my great joys.
Well, who knew there'd be so much joy here today?
Reba, why would you tell Barbara Jean that our house is going to come to life and eat us?
It wasn't Reba, it was her.
Hi, I'm Dolly Major.
Don't we look like twins separated at birth?
Dolly, this is my ex-husband, Brock.
No. You can't be old enough to have two teenage daughters.
Well, I work out. And anyway, about our house,
Oh, speaking of houses, Van and Cheyenne are buying a house of their own. Isn't that great?
Huh. Don't stop by without calling first.
Reba, can we see you in the kitchen?
Sure. This is such a happy occasion, we're going to need more champagne. Or something stronger.
Seriously, you could be my mini-me.
Reba, why didn't you stop that woman?
Because she's Dolly Major. She's unstoppable.
Oh, come on. She's only human.
With a smile that could light up Broadway.
She's my new boss. If I run that sale, I could lose the job. I haven't even started yet.
Well, we have to do something. We can't let those two buy a house.
Brock, you're the father. Get in there and forbid them from buying that house. Oh, whoa, whoa, wait. Be careful. Dolly's smart.
Oh, yeah? And what am I?
Be really careful.
And don't worry about furniture. You just borrow more than the house is worth and then spend the extra money on whatever else you need.
We should borrow $3 million. We'll be rich.
All right, Van, that's enough. Cheyenne, your mother is completely supportive of this deal. But as your father, I'm afraid I'm against it.
You keep saying it, and I can't believe it's true. You are actually her father.
Well, if you're saying nice job on the moisturizing, thank you.
Why don't we talk about this over a glass of champagne? Not that you need any more sparkle in those blue eyes.
Well, I guess one glass couldn't hurt.
Man, I hope Brock can handle this. Sometimes when he gets around chesty blondes, his brain goes on the fritz.
I'm not worried about her. When you got a big gulp at home, you don't go looking to sip from a thimble. You know what I'm saying?
Well, how'd it go?
Great. We're buying a vacation home.
What?
Oh, my gosh. Is it a beach house? Can I sunbathe a la mode?
Brock, how did this happen?
I don't know. Her voice took me to a place where the angels live. With golf course access.
Okay, clearly this situation needs to be handled by the only person here with a lick of sense.
Is someone coming over, Reba?
Me. Now get out of here before she sells you a piece of the moon.
Yeah, come on, Barbara Jean. Let's find a map and figure out where Costa Rica is.
So I can sublease warehouse space and have a place for my band to practice whenever I want?
You betcha. How much is your allowance?
Kara, you silly. You don't need a warehouse, honey. My garage is always open.
But you said...
I said get out there in the garage and rock and roll, dudes.
Hey, it's getting late. We better go sign those offer papers.
Oh, yeah. Boy, this sure does bring back memories. You know, I remember my first new home. Of course, your dad and I had jobs when we were making money, but still, there were 100 things that could go wrong. You know, like a leaky roof and the plumbing and ants. Oh, Lordy, those ants.
What about spiders?
Oh, Lordy, those spiders.
I hate spiders.
But you love the entryway.
Yes, I do. Oh, Cheyenne, I'm having conflicting thoughts. You know I only like to have one. What are we gonna do?
Honey, maybe we should just take our time and think about this.
I think she's right. You two should not jump into buying a house.
They shouldn't?
Of course not. They should consult other professionals in their area.
I think that's a good idea.
Like you, Reba.
I think that's a bad idea.
Don't get shy on me now. I consider you a valued employee, even though we haven't signed the papers yet. I'm happy with the sale. Van's happy. But I want to know if you're happy.
You think it's okay, Mom?
Well, I'd have to say...
I memorized El Manuel. Can I have the beanies and a pumpkin?
No.
Can't have a BB gun? Can't wing a frisbee in the house? Were you ever a kid?
And no on the house, too.
What? But Mrs. H, I've already decorated it in my mind. At least let me have the jungle room.
Look, I've been letting everybody do stuff that they shouldn't do just because I didn't want to go up against Dolly. But that stops now.
You know what? She's right. We're way too young to be grown-ups. Come on, let's go play with our baby.
You call that an entryway? So I guess I should just give this back to you. Should I don't, I'm just gonna hold it.
You just cost me a sale, Reba.
Well, Dolly, selling is important. So are people. I don't think I could sell to anyone, especially my kids, if I didn't think it was a good idea, even if it meant I wasn't gonna get the job.
Well, I thought you might feel that way. I knew when I walked in that door, you were a person that cared about family. And that's why I was testing you.
You were what?
It was another test. I do that.
You got me again. You were testing to see if I had character and integrity and the backbone to stand up to my boss.
And you've got more backbone than a beer-battered catfish.
Oh, so I got the job. I passed the test.
No, you flunked.
Excuse me?
Reba, you are amazing. I mean, life throws you cow patties and you grow a garden. But hey, this is business. It's a business I started in my garage and built into the biggest real estate empire in Houston. I don't need a good person. I need a shark.
You're right. I'm not a shark. I'm more like one of those cute little fish in Finding Nemo.
I tell you what, I'm going to recommend you to any other agency in town. Maybe a few years might put some rough edges on you, and then you can come talk to me.
Oh, thank you very much. Hey, maybe one of these days I'll sell you a house.
Oh, I just love your sense of humor.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I'm starting to see the resemblance between her and Barbara Jean.